All right, it's KBIA 91.3 FM, Thinking Out Loud. This coming weekend, one of the big events of the year here in Columbia, the annual Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival is coming up. Stevens Lake Park, Friday through Sunday. And here to preview the festival and talk about all of the great stuff that's going on with it is Richard King. Richard, great to see you again, my friend. Welcome back.
Darren, it's nice to be here.
Let's talk about this festival because there's a lot of great artists coming up, and I suppose there's probably a few folks in town maybe a little bit new and not real familiar with this, but just kind of first of all, talk about what the whole idea is behind the Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival.
Well, it originally started off as a celebration of Boone County National Bank's 150 years, and then we took it from there, and it's really a celebration of, you know, mainly American music, roots. No question there. Blues and most sort of genres that kind of branch off from those styles of music, and it's, you know, it's something that it isn't a, you know, a lot of these names are not common household names, and we understand that. But when you look at their backgrounds and the things, their accomplishments, we feel pretty great about these artists.
Well, and it's fun that you start with those basics. But you can branch off in so many different directions when you say roots music and blues music. I've seen some country guys. I've seen some funk bands. I've seen some really jazzy stuff, country stuff. You name it. There's just a lot of very different styles of music that still kind of fit within what you guys are trying to do.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the beauty of what we have here in the good old US of A, the styles of music that have sort of, you know, come from these type things. And we take full advantage of that as well.
There's a lot of terrific artists coming on this year's list. Some, as you mentioned, a lot of these are going to be artists that people that are really into music are going to just go, oh my God, they're so great, but that maybe not be so much household names, but there are going to be a few that are probably going to be pretty familiar to a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. I'm fascinated with what Dwight Yoakam's career has done. He's a wonderful, wonderful country singer, and he's had a lot of big hits, and he's a big deal now, and he's in the movies now. I remember when this guy came out, I was in college, and I was working for college radio, and nobody would touch Dwight Yoakam with a 10-foot pole. It was when Urban Cowboy was going on, and there was a very specific sound that country radio was going for. And so these stations that were mostly playing punk and new wave music, that's where I found Dwight Yoakam, and now he's become, you know, Dwight Yoakam.
Did you dare play him in your college radio?
Oh, yeah. Wow. I played the heck out of it. I thought it was fantastic. And there was a thing right then called cowpunk that was kind of a little deal for a while, mm-hmm. and we kind of included him with that.
Now, with Steve Earle been in that
Steve cowpunk Earle
day?
Was
he
there.
Would have been going on in those days, right?
Yeah.
You know, but it is funny how college radio had sort of a, you know, a chip on their shoulder, especially when it came to country music. And to be honest with you, my affinity, I didn't really get country music for the longest time. And then I started hanging out with some good old locals here in Boone County, and they got me educated. And, you know, people like we talked about earlier, Junior Brown, Dwight Yoakam. There's so many great country artists out there. And, you know, it's kind of fun for me to discover these folks.
That's going to be a terrific show. We've had Buddy Guy here before. We did him with the concert series a couple of times. Unbelievable performer still. You may need to have language conversations with younger children because this guy tells some stories that'll be hilarious, but maybe not the best thing you want your 8-year-olds to hear. But he's a great player, man.
Well, he is coming on at 9:00.
So okay,
maybe,
good.
So maybe a bunch of those youngsters will be home and in bed. But you know, that's funny. I had Buddy Guy years ago at the old Blue Note, which was down on the Business Loop, and that was an awesome experience. But you know, it's funny. I don't recall his storytelling on stage. I'll have to pay a little bit closer attention.
Let's just say there were some stories that he told that we cannot repeat on the radio, and leave it at that. When we talk about roots music, there's an Americana thing, and some of it's pretty universal, and then some of it's a little bit more regional. But man, you talk about a city that has a very specific music sound and music scene. New Orleans is really where it's at. And you got a couple of really great New Orleans musicians coming in. Dr. John, first of all.
Dr. John, yes. And this will be my first experience with Dr. John.
Oh, far out.
In the 34 years that I was in the Blue Note world, he had never performed at the Blue Note by either location. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to Dr. John. And he was sort of one of our last-minute additions there. And I think Rebirth. You know, there's something about New Orleans happens, though, you know, that, and it's funny, I had a discussion with somebody about this, just, you know, going up and down the river is how we were, you and I were talking earlier about Memphis.
Right.
You know, and there's something about that. And one person pointed out to me how that was the main route of getting from north to south, south to north. So,
sure.
But it's funny how all these styles of music have, you know, sort of worked their way up the river, down the river, however you want to term it. But it is, you know, getting that New Orleans sound, you know, how can you? And, you know, I've never been to Jazz Fest.
Oh, yeah. It's worth a trip. And we talked about that Irma Thomas, who we had earlier in the show.
How could we forget
Irma?
Yeah, and, you know, Irma's, you know, I grew up on that, like, 60s radio stuff, you know, and I'm sure that Irma didn't have any hits on radio back then, but I do remember there's soul music and the Motown sound came out, and boy, does she kind of fit right in there. And I you know, you always scratch your head wondering how did we miss Irma? How did you know the big guys miss Irma?
With some of the stuff that you go back and hear now that were big hits, and there's some great music from that time, but there's also some stuff that you just kind of go, wow, they listened to that and missed out on Irma Thomas while she was going on. But we're going to get to see her live here. That's going to be a blast. We mentioned Lucinda before. I love Lucinda Williams. What an incredible songwriter, man, and a great voice.
Yes, she's in a great place right now, and she's always carrying top-notch musicians with her. And you know, Darren, she was the person that we had our first show in Stevens Lake Park with. So,
oh, great.
Yeah, so she kind of paved the way for us, and so to speak, in, you know, trying to put an event in Stevens Lake Park. Not to mention it was 108 degrees that day on the night of her performance.
Oh, jeez, that's always fun, isn't it? It's all part of the Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival. There's a lot of other artists, people that folks are going to be excited about hearing. You can see the full schedule. It's Roots and Blues, the letter N, Roots and Blues and Barbecue.com. Find the full schedule there. Again, it's starting this coming Friday and running through the weekend. One of the things particularly with this festival that I want to talk to you about too is when I look at the schedule, we see some national artists and some really terrific names there, some people that are very well known, some people maybe not so well known, but you're also given the opportunity with this festival to bring in some local artists, some really great friends of mine, Dave and Dino and the Roadkill Orchestra, the Chump Change guys. I love that y'all do this, and talk about why that's important to
that
you.
That is going to affect your reputation in my book there, okay?
That I've been hanging out with David. I'm in trouble now hanging out with those guys.
You know, the greatest thing every year for me, of course, is to sit down and come up with the list and try and get all these artists to happen. But, you know, Dave and Dino, I mean, those two are just, you know, just master, you know, their whole thing in Mid-Missouri. And it's been going on for quite a while.
Yeah, great musicians, but also just hysterically funny.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. So, and I believe Dino said to me once, he goes, hey, what are the chances of us being on the festival? I go, ask. That's all. If you guys are ready, you're in. So that was an easy one. And, you know, we're talking about the Chump Change Band, another band that I've known since almost the day I moved here, which has been
a while,
40 years. And, you know, it's just great to see that they're still doing their thing and going strong. So, you know, and I think over the years we've had the Bel Airs, I believe, have performed. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few local bands that we've had, and we really love the fact that they're included.
It's the Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival. Richard King with us. This is Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. I'm Darren Helwedge, Richard King, our guest. And Richard, one of the parts of this that I really wanted to focus on with you and get a chance to let you talk to us about is the Blues in the Schools program. And talk a little bit about what's going to happen this weekend that's involved with Blues in the Schools.
Well, the Blues in the Schools program has just taken off a life of its own. And believe me, I mean, there's a lot of people that support the Blues in the Schools. We have some great support from the Columbia Public Schools. We have great support from our board of directors. And, you know, I'll tell you, I always think back to the first Blues in the Schools program, which was the first year of the festival.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, I didn't pay any attention to it. And T.J. Wheeler came into town, and he went to just two or three schools at the time. This was 9 years ago. And they had their Saturday morning in Flat Branch Park was their first public. And I just happened to
remember that. I was there, man.
You know, Darren, I pulled up, and I was like, Oh my God, this is awesome. He had
He
had 30 grant school kids up there singing some old blues standards, playing kazoos and whatever, you know. And that's when it hit me. I go, wow, this is something that, you know, I mean, kids today, they don't get what they used to when we were kids, and as far as music and stuff like that in school.
Yeah.
So anyway, we sat down and we chatted with TJ, and we thought of ways of bringing him back and basically raising funds, because it is expensive to get him out here from the East Coast and get him to all the schools. So we started the Blues in the Schools Foundation, which is, you can see it on the Blue or the Roots and Blues website, but. It's really taken on its life of its own. TJ comes out here now. I think he's in all of the elementary schools in Columbia.
That's great.
And he's now also, I believe that the Jefferson City folks are helping out, and they're getting him into the elementary schools in Jefferson City. And we have kids that are going up on stage Saturday afternoon or Saturday morning at 11 a.m. or 12 in Stevens Lake Park. And this is free. It's at the amphitheater. And he brings all these kids up on stage. And I do believe the Music Maker Review guys are going to close out that stage with the kids. So,
I mean,
there's been so many businesses in Columbia that have stepped up to support us, been so many individuals in Columbia. We have a great board of directors. And, you know, we're working on a curriculum for all of the schools. And it will all be financed by money that we're raising for Blues in the Schools.
That's terrific. And I think most of our audience is going to be aware enough to understand the importance of music education in general, but this is just a chance to meld that with keeping a part of our culture alive for these young people that you know, I mean, where's the blues radio station that they're going to hear, or where, you know, are their parents putting it in front of them? It's great that this music is getting put in front of them and they're understanding why it's different from whatever they're hearing.
So true. It is so true. You know, and I think that TJ does a very good job of educating kids on exactly where this music came from and how much it has affected our lives in so many ways.
Sure.
So it's pretty cool. And I think this year, like I said, it's probably our biggest year with Blues in the Schools. And we would love to have it statewide. In fact, we've been talking to folks about it, and we've had a little bit of help from folks down in Jefferson City. But why not raise these kids to understand what we're doing, and they'll become supporters of our festival every year too.
It would be God's work if you could get that done. That'd be fantastic. We're talking with Richard King, Roots and Blues and Barbecue this weekend, and we've talked about some of the musicians and the food and a lot of other stuff that's going on here. But I know it's going to be in the back of some people's minds that are considering whether or not to go there, and that's just exactly where in the world am I going to park, and how exactly am I going to get there? Because Stevens Lake Park is not renowned for having a ton of parking availability right there. Talk about what's the best way to deal with that whole situation.
Well, the good news is there's various ways to get there, but the good news is it's not that far from downtown. So if you're a walking kind of person and you maybe just drive downtown, all the parking garages in downtown Columbia will be free Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Nice.
So just pull in the garage and you can leave your car. At every single parking garage downtown, we will have a shuttle bus. We're hoping every 10 minutes, even maybe 10, 15 minutes, stopping at the parking garages, picking you up and taking you over to the park. These shuttles are free for the entire weekend. Also, Como Connects, which is the City of Columbia's busing service, every route in Columbia for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is free. So even if you live not too close to downtown, you can hop on a bus for free. It'll take you right to Stevens Lake Park. So that's
dynamite.
Yeah, so it's, you know, there's folks that, you know, have trouble getting around, don't have a car, stuff like that. And then there's also, we have a massive bike valet in the middle of the park, brought to you by our friends at PennNet, and I believe Get About Columbia is also helping out there. And it's a free bike valet, and you can stick your bike in there, and we'll watch it all day for you. And when you're ready to go home, we'll set you up and get you out of the park. And then there's just simply walking to Stevens Lake Park, which, you know, I think we've walked it several times, and I believe it's like a 15-minute walk from the middle of downtown Columbia to the park. And
not bad.
And
the weather's supposed to be beautiful, fingers crossed.
I don't want to jinx myself, Darren. but we have an absolutely unbelievable forecast for that weekend.
That's terrific.
So, as
it always happens. So.
You know, I mean, we've had rain a few times and it got chilly once, but you know, for the most part, we've been really lucky. It's looking great. We're very excited. And, you know, even if, and the other thing I'd like to remind your listeners is if you have children 12 and under, they get in for free. And
that's big help for some folks I know.
Yeah, that's been standard for the as many years as we've been running the festival. And, you know, if you do, you know, times are tough for a lot of folks, you can still, I believe you might be able to still volunteer.
Okay.
And get a weekend pass, you know. So
the information about all of this stuff, how do I get tickets? Where is the stage in the park? I can picture the park in my mind, but where are they going to play? All of that stuff, the best thing to do is just go to the website. Again, it's rootsandbluesandbarbecue.com, and everything that you need to find out, the schedule of artists. If there's one artist that you're really fired up about getting to go see, you can find out the schedule and figure out exactly when you want to go and where you're going to go when you get there. Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival this weekend. Richard King's been our guest. Richard, we appreciate seeing you a lot, and good luck this weekend. Have a ball.
Darren, thank you so much. I appreciate it.